ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
Maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here。Beginner Lesson Series, Season 3, Lesson 5, The Meetup, Part 2. Again.
Again.
Like five things to say there. It's quite difficult.
Ah, そうですね。
まあ、どうでもいいですね。Okay, let's talk about the lesson. So, let's first start out by reviewing what happened in the last lesson, because this is Part 2 of a four-part series. Naomi-sensei, what happened?
開演まであと1分です。
So there's only 1 minute left till the start of the show or concert. We're not quite sure yet.
そうですね。で、クミは彼氏を待っています。
And Kumi is waiting for her boyfriend.
So, and the boyfriend said, もうすぐ着く。今着く。
So, I'm almost there. I'm here.
どうなるんでしょうね。
So, I guess in guy time, that's like 5 minutes. Be there like 5 minutes. あと5分ぐらいかな。
10 minutes. どうでしょうね。
過去形使わないとまだ空いてないということです。
Like, どういうこと
?If you're not using the past tense,、うん、you're not there yet.
どういうこと
?It's like, もうすぐ、もうすぐ着く。Like, I'm
That's
almost
a future.
There. Yeah. Yeah. 今着く means I'm still not there yet.
It's a present.
着いた means I just am about there.
なるほどね。
着いた means like, there's visual range of the place. Not that you're actually arrived yet.
そうですか。
Guy time.
Guy time. あ、そうですか。勉強になりました。今日のレッスンでは、クミさんは劇場の前にいます。
So in today's lesson, Kumi is still in front of the theater.
警備員さんと話しているようです。
And she's talking to the security guard. So this means we'll be using polite Japanese.
そうですね。ピーターさん、コンプリヘンションクエスチョンをしましょうか。
Ah, you want to try some comprehension questions?
Hi.
All right, so before we get in, we're going to give you some questions. Listen to these two questions. While you're listening to the dialogue, try and get the answers. Try and find the answers to these questions. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
季節は何ですか?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
季節は何ですか?
What season is it?
The second question is?今日はどんな日ですか?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
今日はどんな日ですか? Or 今日は何の日ですか?
What day is it? All right, you have your homework. Here we go.
もう7時半か。今着くなんて、太郎はいつも嘘ばっかり。ああ。
客さん。大丈夫ですか?寒いですよね。カイロ使えますか?どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。私の彼、毎日仕事ばかりしていて、私はいつも一人、最近喧嘩ばかりしてるんです。今日は私の誕生日なのに。あ、ごめんなさい。私、文句ばかり言っていますね。
彼氏、きっと来ますよ。もう少し待ちましょう。
もう一度、お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
もう、7時半か。今、着く、なんて。太郎はいつも、嘘ばっかり。
お客さん、大丈夫ですか?寒いですよね。カイロ使いますか?どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。私の彼、毎日仕事ばかりしていて、私はいつも一人、最近喧嘩ばかりしているんです。今日は私の誕生日なのに、あ、ごめんなさい。私、文句ばかり。ていますね。
彼氏、きっと来ますよ。もう少し待ちましょう。
今度は英語が入ります。
もう7時半か。今着くなんて、太郎はいつも嘘ばっかり。
It's 7:30. Yeah, I'll be there soon, all right. Taro always lies. Oh no. お
客さん、大丈夫ですか？寒いですよね。カイロ使えますか？どうぞ。
Ma'am, are you okay? It's very cold, isn't it? Would you like to use a pocket warmer? Please, be my guest.
ありがとうございます。私の彼、毎日仕事ばかりしていて、私はいつも一人。
Thank you very much. My boyfriend is always working and I'm always alone.
最近喧嘩ばかりしてるんです。今日は私の誕生日なのに。
These days, all we do is argue. And today's my birthday.
あ、ごめんなさい。私、文句ばかり言っていますね。
Oh, sorry. All I'm doing is complaining.
彼氏、きっと来ますよ。もう少し待ちましょう。
I'm sure your boyfriend will come. Let's wait a little bit longer.
季節は何ですか、ピーターさん。
そうですね。冬ですね。
冬。Winter.
That's right.
そうですね。Because 警備員さん said 寒いですよね。カイロ使いますか？
So, 寒いですね doesn't kind of really give it away. Gives it away, of course, is the カイロ。
そうですね。カイロって日本語ですよね。
I think so. I'm sure there's probably some English for it, but, I don't know it.
そうですね。カイロ is a Japanese word, but it's usually written in katakana.
And what does it mean?
Kai は、we have kanji for kairo, but the kanji is a bit difficult, so we usually write in katakana. The first kanji, kai, means chest pocket. And lo is heater or hearth. なので、Chest pocket heater. カイロ
Chest pocket heater.
そうですね。
Interesting. Well, I guess in the old days when they didn't have this, you put your hands inside your jacket to heat yourself up.
どうなんですかね。カイロ使えますか、ピーター先生。
いや、使えません。けれど、奥さんが使えます。
ああ。
I don't use them, but my wife does.
そうね。女の人はよく使います。
Now, what is this thing? Maybe, did we even kind of explain what this is yet?
まだですね。What is that? Could you explain that in
okay.
English?
I always explain it as the opposite of the kind of ice pack.
なるほど。
In the US. Like, you know, we have the ice packs when someone gets hurt. You punch them like 3 times and they get cold immediately. This is kind of like what a Kaido is, except for it gets hot. You punch it a couple times.Or
shake
at least
it.
I think you do. Oh, shake it. Yes, you shake it a bit.
まあね、ピーターさんはいつもパンチするんでしょうね。
You shake it a bit and it gets hot or warm. And you keep it in your pocket. It's about hand size. It looks like about the size of a rosin sack. The little thing the pitcher throws up in the air.
Hi.
So it's about that size and you shake it and it gets warm. You keep it in your pockets to keep you warm.
そうね。If you do snowboard or skiing...If you like winter sports, カイロ comes in handy. すごい便利ですよ。ほんとほんと。And next question is...
What day is it?
どんな日ですか？何の日ですか？どんな日でしょう？
今日はクミの誕生日ですね。
そうですね。クミさんが、今日は私の誕生日なのにって言ってますね。
So it's her birthday.
So, what a birthday.
What a birthday. What's interesting about this is the nanoni. Like, even though it's my birthday, he didn't show up. It's used to show the speaker's disappointment. 誕生日なのに。
そうですね。
So if you drop your kairo, or you lose your kairo,
新しいのに。
It was, even though it was new, or 暖かいのに。It was warm, even though it was warm.
高いのにとかね。
It was expensive, even though it was expensive. So this noni is really important for expressing your kind of disappointment that something, you know, something happened and something disappointing happened.
そうですね。
So on days there's no JapanesePod101.com lessons, on the weekdays, you could say, 平日なのに JapanesePod のレッスンがないです。
そうですね。私はいつも優しいのに、ピーターさんはいつも意地悪です。とかね。
Even though I'm so sweet, Peter is always teasing me.
じゃあ単語に行きましょう。
こんなに頑張っているのに、ナオミ先生と一緒に。
こんなに頑張ってるのに。
I work so hard, but I can never get past working with Naomi. こんなに頑張ってるのに、まだナオミ先生と働いてい
ないの。あ、どういうことですか? What are you trying to say?
I'm trying so hard to move up.
to pass me?
Yes. Okay, on to vocab.
嘘
Lie.
嘘 嘘
Next.
警備員
Guard.
警備員 警備員
Next.
回路
Pocket heater.
回路回路
Next.
最近
Recently, lately.
最近最近
Next.
喧嘩
Quarrel, fight.
喧嘩喧嘩
Next.
きっと
Surely.
きっときっと
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a closer look at some of these words. What do we have first?
嘘
Lie, falsehood.
I think the shape of this kanji is interesting. The left side is mouth.
Uh-huh.
And right side is empty.
So, empty mouth. Hungry.
Eh?
Yeah, no, of course. Empty mouth. What's coming out of your mouth is kara. Empty. No meaning.
So, ne. なんか, word comes out from an empty brain, みたいな感じ。わかんないけど。
The brain, all the way to the brain. From the mouth to the brain is empty.
Or heart とかね。
Ah, I like that. No soul.
Yeah. Words without soul. っていう感じかな。
Mm.
Yeah. 嘘 is a noun. So to get a verb form, we add をつく or を言うですね。
To tell a lie.
嘘を言う。嘘をつく。
Now, in English, we say to tell a lie. So when you think about it in Japanese, you don't want to do direct translation. To tell a lie.
そうね。
It's not going to work. And the way the Japanese approach saying this, they say to say a lie.
Mm-hmm.
嘘を言う。Lie, say. Or to attach a lie.
Yeah, that's a good point. In this case, tsuku doesn't mean attach or arrive. It means...To say, according to the dictionary.
Yeah.
I think the kanji is different.
And so both of them, it's to say a lie. Where in English, it's to tell. So for English speakers, you're going to want to make that transition. For Japanese listeners, you want to make that transition in your mind. Okay, one more thing I want to point out here too. Uso can be used as a noun and can be used to create a verb, but it's also used as a phrase.Like, really? Are you serious?
そうね。嘘!本当?
Yeah. So, really? As in, is that really true?
そうね。
So, you're going to definitely want to listen to this because you hear especially, you know, close friends use this all the time. So.
嘘!本当?
So, that's another usage. Okay. Next we have?
きっと。
Surely. More likely than not.
It's a probability adverb.
Okay. Yeah. Very commonly used in Japanese to express that something is likely to occur.
そうですね。もうちょっと強くなると必ず。
And that's 100%.
はい。きっと is a little bit weaker than 必ず。
But it's kind of, it's pretty strong, like 90%?
そうですね。And next one is 多分。
And that's kind of, well, he, like yeah. 50-50.
そうですね。
きっと is really strong, like something's really going to happen, like 彼はきっと来る。
And maybe 30%?
Or, that should be, 彼女がきっと来る。
そうね、その方がピーターさんにはいいね。
Like, she'll come.
そう、もしかすると is like 20-30%?
Yeah.
もしかすると and we usually put かもしれません at the end of the sentence.
Why? You're really throwing a lot of them out there.
きっと来ます。 必ず来ます。
I'm trying to think which one I use a lot. I definitely use きっと is one that you used a lot.
そうね。
Maybe out of these, かもしれない。かも。かもしれない is probably used the most.
The order is 必ず来ます。きっと来ます。多分来ます。もしかすると来ます。こんな感じですね。
And one more time, let's just go through this with translation.
必ず来ます。
He's definitely coming.
きっと来ます。
He'll surely come.
多分来ます。
And for the subject, we'll use he. So, he'll definitely come.
きっと来ます。
He'll surely come.
多分来ます。
He may come.
もしかすると来ます。Or, もしかすると来るかもしれません。
He might come. その感じ。
そんな感じ。
Alright. So, Naomi sensei. 組の彼氏が来るでしょうか? Like, will Kumi's boyfriend come?
Since I'm the author of this story, so I know the result.
Okay, so why don't you ask me that?
Kumi さんの彼氏は来ますか?
行かないでしょ? He's not gonna go.
え? どういうこと? 絶対来ないっていうことですか?
絶対。Like, I want to use one of these, like, きっと来ます. Thing I want to say, 彼はきっと来ます. But he's not going to come.
Ah, きっと来ませんね。
きっと来ません。Like, きっと警備員さんが彼女を誘います。
もしかすると、そうかもしれないですけど。I think he's going to ask her out. もしかするとそうかもしれないですけど、多分違うかな。どうだろう。
どうでしょうね。
どうでしょう。I'm not going to tell you.
But the KB's son is usually like 80 years old.
そうそうそう。そう。That's a good point.
まあ、タロよりマシ。Better than タロ。Okay, let's take a look at the grammar in today's lesson.
今日の grammar point はばかり。
Now, in this case, it's a particle which indicates the speaker's feeling that something is too much or someone is always doing something.And it's kind of used in a negative way, like kind of shows the speaker's dissatisfaction. Now, again, this is one usage of bakari. There's another usage of bakari that has to do with time. Something just happened. This is different. Okay. Now, the difference here is this bakari follows a noun. There's a couple differences. The way to tell the difference between these two is the context of the sentence. Let's take a look at some examples.
太郎はいつも嘘ばかり。
太郎 is always lying. Okay, first we have?
太郎。
The topic followed by?
は。
Topic marking particle. So, 太郎、カマ。
いつも。
Always.
嘘。
Lie.
ばかり。
And this adds, this particle can't be translated, but adds emphasis, that's all that's happening.Lying only. So, literally translated, we have Taro always lie only. Nothing but lying. So, he's always lying. Taro is always lying. Okay, let's take a look at another example.
喧嘩ばかりしているんです。
We're always fighting. Now, here the subject has to be inferred. Speaker and boyfriend, Taro.
私たちはis missing.
Okay. So, let's take a look at the rest of it. We have
喧嘩
fight
ばかり
always
しているんです
doing. So, fight always doing. We're always fighting. Okay. Then we have
文句ばかり言っていますね The topic and topic marker 私は is missing.
And this is implied because the speaker is saying it.Now, notice in these examples, the noun is followed by bakkari. And we have bakkari and bakkari. Same, but we have bakkari without the slight pause in it. And then we have bakkari with a slight pause in between the ba and the ka. Bakkari. Now, in each of these cases, the bakkari followed the noun. So, noun plus bakkari plus verb. Except in the first case. bakari can also come after the verb, as in this example.
食べてばかりいる。
So, 食べてばかりいる。After, the verb comes ばかり。And here, it means always eating, just eating.
そうですね。テフォンプラスばかりですね。もし、食べたばかりだと、has just ate ですね。
Yeah. So, in most of these examples, and in the examples in the PDF, the noun is followed by ばかり, followed by the verb.With the verb tending to be in the present progressive, teiru form. Okay, Naomi sensei, anything else to cover today?
ないです。
So, in today's PDF, there's a really nice write-up about this grammar point. We also have the video vocab. Check out the grammar bank, where there's a further explanation of this, plus a comparison to bakari, the other one you may have been introduced to, where it has to do with time. We're not going to really get into that today because it's too much.But stop by JapanesePod101.com, check out the other resources, and really, really reinforce this grammar point, because this one's quite useful. Okay, that's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
もう7時半か。今着くなんて、太郎はいつも嘘ばっかり。ああ。
逆さん、大丈夫ですか？寒いですよね。カイロ使えますか？どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。私の彼、毎日仕事ばかりしていて、私はいつも一人、最近喧嘩ばかりしてるんです。今日は私の誕生日なのに。あ、ごめんなさい、私文句ばかり言っていますね。
彼氏きっと来ますよ、もう少し待ちましょう。